What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Timberwolves and Jazz close out the season tomorrow, and there are a ton of scenarios on are the Timberwolves going to be in the play-in tournament. Are they going to be in the top six? There's a lot on the table. I don't even think we have time to lay out all the scenarios, but Chris Hine, who covers the Timberwolves for the Star Tribune, joins us. Chris, the one thing we do know, Anthony Edwards got a reprieve. The technical was rescinded from the game, and he will be allowed to play on Sunday. The worry was that, he got a technical, he's going to be suspended. That would have been a big deal in a game the Timberwolves really need to win tomorrow.
Yeah, that was about the only thing that went wrong last night was that moment in the second quarter, and you know, especially because you're concerned because he was suspended for a previous game against Utah and they lost that game. Now Rudy Gobert and Julius Randle were also injured in that game and missed that one, but you know, when you have one game to basically guarantee yourself a playoff spot or not, you want everybody on deck. I think it was notable after the game, Chris Finch, you know, has been critical of Ant, and, you know, they're in his ear often about, you know, his relationship with the officials. I thought it was notable when Chris Finch stuck up for Ant last night and said, you know, he didn't think that the interaction warranted a technical and he hoped that the league would rescind it. And the league obviously agreed with that assessment today. Best for all involved here. Ant has to, you know, get better at that next season. Moving forward, you can't be missing a game in a tight playoff race as he did a few weeks back because you've accumulated 16 technical fouls. But at least for tomorrow, he's going to be there. They're going to have all hands on deck, and a win guarantees a playoff spot. So, you know, really good news for the Wolves today.
Yeah, and there are a lot of scenarios. I saw a number of posts on social media, and have been, you know, there's a lot of speculating on who ends up where, but quite simply, a win tomorrow, based on all of these scenarios, if they beat the Jazz tomorrow, are they top six, no matter what, somewhere?
That's correct. That's because The Clippers and the Warriors play each other tomorrow, so somebody has to lose, and If the Warriors lose, it means, you know, this is assuming the Wolves win, of course. If the Warriors lose, they would fall a game behind the Wolves, so the Wolves would leapfrog the Warriors. If the Warriors were to win, it would knock the Clippers into multi-team tiebreakers with the Wolves, and that's favorable for the Wolves, any of those tiebreaker scenarios, because they went 3-0 against the Clippers this year. So anyway, it shakes out. If the Wolves win, they will be at least six. They could be as high as four. If both Denver and the Clippers lose, I believe that's the scenario in which the Wolves finish four. They could be five as well, I think, if either Denver or the Clippers lose. And so, yeah, there's a wide range of outcomes for tomorrow. Denver plays Houston. The you would think on paper that that's a difficult matchup for Denver, but the thing is, Houston doesn't have anything to play for tomorrow. They've got the 2 seed locked up. So just how hard Houston plays in that game or how seriously they take it, we don't really know. And so I would be surprised if Houston was going full go with all their main players in that one. So the result to keep an eye on is that one, and it's the Clippers-Warriors game to see kind of how everything's going to shake out in the end.
Chris Hine joining us from the Star Tribune, covers the Timberwolves. Big matinee tomorrow. By the way, it's on Care 11. The Timberwolves made a number of games available on local over-the-air TV, and tomorrow's finale on Care 11, and that's a nice touch by the Timberwolves in such a big game. And it's amazing. It comes down to game 82. If they just seal the deal against the Bucks, we're not in the spot, which is kind of crazy to go back to that wild finish in Milwaukee.
Well, you know, it's not just that Bucks game. It's, you know, you could go back through the whole season and you could point to whatever losses, you know, so many games that they could have, should have won along the way, you know, and they could be potentially as high as number 3 right now if they had just taken care of business in some of those games. But at the end of the day, this is what you got. I think they're very, you know, they're very comfortable as a road team. So I don't know that home court advantage necessarily means a ton to this team. You know, they went on the road and won 3 games in that Denver series a year ago. So this is a team that functions just as well, if not sometimes better on the road than they do at home in the postseason. So home court advantage, I don't think is a huge thing for them, but the difference between getting in the playoff guaranteed versus the play-in is huge. So, you know, whatever seed they end up at, just take care of business, get a guaranteed playoff seed, get a week off, and you know who your opponent's going to be, so you could drill down and practice for the whole week here coming up. And I think with that kind of prep time, I think that really helps the Wolves get to know their opponents a lot better. And, yeah, I think, you know, for as up and down as the season has gone, they could end on a positive note tomorrow night by just guaranteeing themselves an entryway into the playoffs.
And what's crazy about this season is all the ups and downs and the new guys, and Karl Anthony Towns is now in New York, and it took a while to figure it out. And it just seems there's been fits and starts, or there are stretches where it's like they finally come together and they look like a team that could get to the conference finals. Who knows? Maybe an NBA finals team. And then other stretches where it's like, you know, these guys could get bounced if they fall into the play-in tournament. There's never really been this sense that they wouldn't at least be in the play-in tournament, but it is a hard team to figure out, and it'll be very interesting to see what they bring come playoff time.
Yeah, this whole thing about the NBA is it's about consistency, right? It's how consistently can you play at the peak of your powers, right? And there are other teams in the league, Oklahoma City, Boston, Cleveland this year, that get to that level on a nightly basis better than the Minnesota Timberwolves do. The Wolves have a high ceiling. They really do. When they are locked in and clicking, you saw it the other night in Memphis. We've seen it throughout the season when they play some of these teams like Denver, like Oklahoma City, and some of those wins they had over the Thunder. We've seen what this team is capable of. It's just getting to that point, whether it's emotionally, mentally locking in, focusing in on a game plan, you know, blocking out distractions in your personal lives or what have you, right? It's getting whatever you need to do to get to that point. And the Wolves are capable of doing it. It just hasn't happened on a nightly basis for them. So that's why I think a lot of people look at this team and are like, they're kind of a wild card for the playoffs, because if there ever was a time for a team to really drill down and focus in, it's not necessarily a Tuesday night game against the Wizards in February, right? It's, okay, we got the Lakers in the first round of the playoffs. We have Denver in the first round of the playoffs. Time to lock in, time to, you know, for the next 10 to 14 days, really focus in on this opponent. And that's why I think when the playoffs get here, people tend to think that the Wolves might be able to reach that level. But I don't know. I tend to also think that the habits you build throughout the course of the season is also indicative of who you are. And sometimes they show up at the most inopportune times. So it's going to be fascinating what team kind of shows up once the postseason gets here.
Hey, Chris, we got to run. Always good to visit with you. Thanks, and good luck with that book on Ant.
Appreciate it, Steve.
There he is. Chris Hine covers the team for the Star Tribune and has a book, wherever you buy books, on Anthony Edwards. And we're going to take a break. We'll come back, go outdoors with Steve Kearney, check the Masters leaderboard. Third round winding down in Augusta, Georgia. By the way, Twins fall 4-0 to the Tigers. Twins will try and salvage the final game of the three-game series tomorrow here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit dollarshaveclub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.